We're starting in Washington, D.C. Yesterday, the U.S. House of Representatives voted to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The health reform law was considered former President Barack Obama's biggest domestic achievement. Yesterday's House vote to repeal it is considered a major victory for President Donald Trump. Since Obamacare was signed into law in 2010, Republicans have tried to get it repealed. Yesterday, with a House vote of 217 to 213, they took a step closer to getting that done. Their plan is called the American Health Care Act, and while President Trump supports it, it still has to be approved by the Senate before it can reach his desk for signature. And though the president says he's confident it will, Senate Democrats are demanding and promising it'll be defeated. Healthcare in America is a controversial and costly subject. Yesterday's vote was largely along party lines, with all Democrats and a handful of Republicans voting against it. When Obamacare was passed in 2010, all Republicans and a handful of Democrats voted against it. In the midterm elections that followed, Democrats lost control of the House. In the next midterms, they're predicting Republicans will lose control of the House. No matter what happens, debate over healthcare isn't going anywhere, especially with the Senate vote ahead.